This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Singabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats you don't want to miss.
Man open! Caught! Touchdown!
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering & Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Oh, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. We begin the boys' tournament trail tonight from here at Pickwa's Garbery Gym on the campus of Pickwa High School as Fort Loramie meets Fairlawn in Game 1. In Game 2, it's Rushi against Ansonia. Fairlawn Jets split 22 games right down the middle this year, won 11, lost 11, went 2-10 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Fort Loramie, 8-14 overall, 4-8. In SCAL play, had a number of close games, could very easily have reversed that record, 14-8. Did I say 8-14?
Yeah, you did.
8-14, 8 wins and 22 outings. Could have been just the reverse. Fort Loramie had a number of close encounters. So did the Fairlawn Jets, for that matter, although in the regular season, Fort Loramie won twice over Fairlawn by more than 20. We'll return with more from here at Pickwa's Garbery Gym in a few minutes. High school basketball tonight. We start the boys' tourney trail. It's Fort Loramie Fairlawn in Game 1, Rushi Ansonia in Game 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Hello, once again, welcome back to Garbery Gym, campus of Pickle High School. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Late start, quick start, as it has turned out. The Pickle Garbery Gym floor was busy with the Pickle High School basketball team working out. And unlike the OHSAA site, which says 6 o'clock for the tip tonight, it's probably going to be at least 6:30 or later.
Oh, no. I think we're going to start probably pretty close to 6:05.
Oh, we'll get started at 6, you think?
Yeah. Yeah, it's only 6:43 or 5:43, and we got 18 minutes on the clock.
I'm sorry. I was on Central Time. First meeting between these two, Fort Loramie and Fairlawn. Redskins won 55-32. DJ Barhorse pumped in 19. Outstanding game for Landon Dreese in that contest. He had 8. Aiden Burning had 8. Tanner Eilerman had 9. Tanner Heckman had 6. So Barhorse led the way with 19. Eilerman second with 9 points in that first win over Fairlawn. Dreese and Burning both had 8, Heckman 6. Fairlawn Jets, Miller 10, Maddie 6, Elliott had 6 in that game. Caden Miller averages 10, was right at his per game average. Garrett Maddie, who averages close to 14, was limited to 6 in that game. And Ethan Elliott, a 6'1 wing player, had 6, as Fort Loramie won easily, 55-32. No different second time around, as DJ Barhorst, again, a big thorn in the side of Fairlawn, he drilled 30. So he had 49 points, did Barhorst, in the two games for Fort Loramie against Fairlawn, 19 and 30. He had 7 threes in the second meeting. Burning added 11, Dreese 8, Eilerman 8 for the Fairlawn Jets. Elliott had 10. Or I should say Elliott had 11, Miller 10, Maddie 9, and Wesley Middleton had 8 points in that game. Don't let those two results fool you, Chuck. Listeners, beware. This Fairlawn team is young and hungry. Can Fort Loramie establish its supremacy early on and once again make a statement?
I would think that the first thing that Coach Gibson talked about this week was getting somebody on DJ Barhorst. I mean, you give up 49 points against a kid. You got to make sure he's not the one that scores. If somebody else does, so be it. But that's their biggest key. Secondly, they can't turn the ball over live. If they can get this into a half court game, then they got a shot.
Fairlawn played Jackson Center within 8, played Anna within 10. Did lose big to Fort Laramie twice by 23 and 22. But it's a team that scored over 73 times, over 65 five times. Fairlawn's capable of putting points through the basket. The defense has been the weak spot. Fort Laramie lost by 5 points to Fort Recovery on the road. Overtime loss suffered at the hands of Anna. Lost by 2 against Jackson Center. Rushi beat Fort Laramie twice, although Fort Laramie led both games fairly comfortably at the halftime break. Fort Laramie suffered in the second match against Anna, a 3-point defeat, and lost by 3 second time around against Jackson Center. Again, 5 or 6 baskets here or there, and Fort Laramie is at 13-9 or 14-8 instead of 8-14.
Well, I'll tell you what they are. They're a well-coached basketball team. This Laramie had they were the team to beat for years, and then boy they hit a bad spot. But Coach Westerheide has stepped in. He's the AD, but he took over the program, and he's doing double duty. But he's doing a great job with these kids.
Yeah, Mitch has been the head basketball coach now for 3 years. Was the athletic director prior to becoming the head basketball coach. Was the AD. Beginning in 18, coached at Milton Union in 2017. That was after a short stint as an assistant at Edison. He'd also been a boys assistant at Graham and at Fort Laramie prior to West Milton. Coach Gibson at Fairlawn is new as of last year. This is season number 2 for Coach Gibson at the helm of the Fairlawn Jets, and he has built this program on work ethic, and you can see it in the Fairlawn Jets. It's such a young team. In fact, both rosters, Chuck, extremely young. Fairlawn starts 3 freshmen, a junior, a senior, 6 frosh on the roster. Fort Laramie, very youthful starting lineup. Is there a senior in the beginning 5, Chuck?
Barhorse.
That's the only one.
Yep. The rest of them are underclassmen.
But Coach Gibson at Fairlawn is turning this program in the right direction. There is no question about that. And he's so excited. He fuels a lot of energy, and the team has received it. And you can see it on the floor when the Jets play. They work very hard, play together. And it's a young team that, in another year or two, 8th and 9th grade is pretty strong. The Jets could make some noise in the Shelby County Athletic League by 27-28 for sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, this was not a real strong Shelby County League season. So, you know, they have the ability. They are so young. They just need to enjoy it tonight, have fun, shoot the ball. Don't worry about anything because the future looks pretty good.
Yep, Tom Gibson, head coach, was the assistant varsity coach at Bethel. 2 stints ago, assistant girls varsity coach at Troy. Prior to that, coached a junior high boys basketball at Troy for a couple years. He's got a great background for providing the impetus this program needs. He is an Air Force veteran and former police sergeant. He brings strong leadership and a commitment to developing well-rounded student athletes on and off the court. Nothing wrong with that. That's all good.
Now, good for him. And I was talking about Pickwa made a switch, and they brought back Heath Butler.
Yep.
He's an administrator. He had coached here before, saw where the program was, and his kids are old enough now that he decided to come back. And he's got the same kind of leadership that Fairlawn's got.
Francis Schulte and Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, the key building components are, for Fairlawn, it's get off to a good start. Don't fall way behind. Hang around through the first 2 quarters and guard and guard Barhorst for Fort Loramie, who knocked down 49 points in the two games against the Jets during the regular season. Meanwhile, Fairlawn's got to crack this very good Fort Loramie defense, which has been stout throughout the entire campaign.
Right.
Key building components for tonight's game. They open the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Ruschi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Hey, you'll have a blast when you enjoy trivia every other Wednesday night at Fort Loramie Brewing Company, 17 North Main in Fort Loramie. And the food at Loramie Brewing is not the typical greasy bar food. The current Lenten menu is amazing. For instance, a salmon fillet and Brussels sprouts, cod sandwiches, shrimp tacos, and more. Plus, you'll love the Lenten pizza. Sink your teeth into shrimp and spinach pizza and spin-dipped salmon pizza. And there's also plenty on the menu for the kids at Loramie Brewing Company. Mac and cheese, grilled cheese, cheese pizza, and more. Carry out, eat in, order online. Loramie Brewing Company. Make it a family affair. 17 North Main in Fort Loramie. Thanks to Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney. It provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and our on-site food pantry, just to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website at ShelbyCountyVeterans.org or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. We'll return in 3 minutes with starting lineups. Opening tip, 8 or 9 minutes around the corner. We're a little behind schedule tonight. Apologize. Doubleheader here at Pickwick Arbery Gym. Boys tournament trail underway in Division 7. Fort Loramie, Fairlawn, Game 1. Ruschi and Sonia, Game 2. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1800. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Ruschi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Bodkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenHardt.
Welcome back to Pick with Garber Jim. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, fans filing in as we get set to start the Fort Loramie Fairlawn game, D7 first rounder here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Hey, we are now your community go-to store. We're Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. We've gone local. We found out from you, the customer, what you want. And we have responded. Winners Meats, Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and more. Sample the hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market. On the other end of town, the North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru. We've got your convenient grab-and-go options at Schaefer Drive-Thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer Drive-Thru, formerly North Loramie Drive-Thru. And don't forget to stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. And Schaefer RV Storage is also new, located right behind Schaefer Market. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, holly@schaeferoil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. And support the Schaefer Market Gallon Give Back program at the Market Gas Pumps. Always low pricing, plus a penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. Your starting lineups for tonight's game for Fort Loramie: D.J. Barhorst. He is at a wing position, 6'2", senior, 11.4 a game. He's joined by Landon Dries on the front line, 6'4", senior, 8 points per outing. Aiden Burning at guard, 6'1", junior, 3 points a game. Tanner Eilerman is at a wing. He is a freshman, 6'3", 7.3 points a game. And Tanner Heckman, a sophomore, 6'4" tall, rounds out the starting lineup for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Heckman averaging just over 7 a game. For the Fairlawn Jets, Ethan Elliott at guard, 8.5 a game. He's a 6'1 senior. Garrett Matty, leading scorer, also at guard, 13.4 points a game, a 6'2 junior. Carson Cox is a freshman who starts. He's a 6-footer. Caden Miller, 5'9 frosh, 10 points a game, 79% free throw shooter is Miller, 72 assists. He's at a guard position, 5'9 freshman, as I mentioned. The other freshman starter for the Fairlawn Jets, one of three ninth graders in the lineup, Wesley Middleton, freshman, 6'5, 9 a game. We've got the tip in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
On the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring, success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source
from quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
Located in Kettlersville on Route 274 east of 29, Woody's at Kayville has quickly become the favorite dining spot for locals and those traveling through. At Woody's, the hearty burger and crisp bacon are the perfect blend. The loaded pizza is straight from the oven straight to you. The fried mushrooms and onion rings receive rave reviews. And Woody's is well known for its mouth-watering wings and sriracha bourbon sauce. It's not unusual for patrons to drive 20 to 30 miles for the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's. Nightly dinners at 4 p.m. are crazy popular. The fall-off-the-bone barbecue ribs on Thursdays and tender and juicy prime rib on Saturdays are Blue Ribbon specials. Woody's features a variety of daily lunches, too. And Wednesday to Sunday, breakfast is on from 7 to 10:30. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274, a few miles east of I-75. The one diner that's well worth the drive.
Thank you so much, Osgood Bank. New location in Rushi as of last spring. Also locations in Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, Chickasaw, and Osgood. OsgoodBank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, we appreciate you very much. Long-time sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, as well as LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, which came from the West Coast to Shelby County back in 1983. It originated in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. LaCal, a founding sponsor on Scores Broadcast since 2006 and 7. Thank you very much, LaCal Equipment. We appreciate you, too. Would not be on the air today without the support from LaCal Equipment. Again, by way of record, Fort Loramie Redskins, 8-14 on the year. Fairlawn 11-11 in the regular season. The Redskins won twice very easily over the Fairlawn Jets by 20-plus each outing. Neither game was close. Fairlawn needs to get off to a good start, that is for sure. Opening tip to start the game, batted into backcourt, run down by Fort Loramie. Redskins on your phone or computer screen, as you use your imagination, are advancing the ball left to right. Fairlawn right to left. Redskins in the road black, red numbers outlined in white. Fairlawn the home white with blue numerals and blue lettering across the chest. Redskins work the ball around in the half court. Burning top of the circle. Whips it left wing to Barhorse. Back to Burning on top. He goes foul line. Probes the middle. He's in the paint area. Gets the ball out of there to Barhorse in the right corner. Very good defense by Fairlawn to start. We played 40 seconds. No score. Skip pass. Far side of the floor. And a long three ball is pumped in on the play from distance by Tanner Eilerman. Beautiful high-arching skyscraper of a shot right down through the courts. And in 1 minute, Fort Loramie draws first blood, 3-0. Taking a long time to get a good shot away, but nailed it in so doing.
Nice job of attacking the 2-3 zone. They didn't just take that first shot.
Here's Fairlawn outside the arc on the left. Open player, Wesley Middleton. The big man popped to the three-point line, shot it, missed it. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. 3-0 Redskins. Near corner of the floor, ball handled by Burning. Burning tries to thread the needle, bounce pass into the post, intercepted by Fairlawn. Taken away by Garrett Matty. Matty romps up over the center line. Gives the ball off to Carson Cox. Cox, top of the circle to Caden Miller. Miller goes baseline, meets resistance, shoots the ball off the glass. It comes away, no good. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins quickly in the corner. It's Barhorse driving, almost stepped out. Cal throws into the paint area to land to Dries. Dries fades away from 10. Switch. And it's 5-0 in favor of Fort Loramie. Fairlawn Jets have the ball outside the arc. 35 feet away, it's Caden Miller. Miller goes down the right side to the post player who comes out to get it. That's Middleton. Back to Miller. Ball swung to Maddie. Maddie drives, enters the lane. Back to Miller on the arc for three. It hits the flange, no good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Good defensive board. Flipped up the floor to Barhorst in the corner. Hemmed in. Looks for help. Goes into the post on the play to teammate Landon Dries, who missed the eight-footer. Fairlawn snatches the board. Here come the Jets down the court, right to left. Deep corner of the floor, it's Elliott. Ball swung outside the arc on the left to Garrett Maddie. Maddie dribbling, top of the circle. Back cutting to the basket is a teammate who gets the feed, missed the shot long. Rebound caroms to Elliott. He enters the lane. The ball swirls around the rim and comes off. And Fort Loramie snags the rebound. 5-0 Redskins, 4:38 left in the first quarter. Jets, as Chuck noted, in a zone to start. Here's Fort Loramie throwing to the post. Quick turnaround, Jay. Missed by Dries off the heel. Rebounded by Fairlawn. And the ball is tipped out by Fort Loramie. 4:27 left in the first. Chuck Fairlawn not pleased with not scoring, but the Jets' defense has been good enough.
They're doing okay. They're getting the ball in the middle of that zone. Loramie, they're just missing the shots.
Jets have the ball to our left. Deep left corner. It is Maddie on the bounce. He wants to penetrate. Can't do it. Goes cross-court to Carson Cox. Outside the arc and the right to Maddie. Maddie's long triple is around the rim. One, two, three times, and it spins out.
Wow.
Fort Loramie latches onto the rebound. Here's Burning. Shot fake on the arc. Elbow on the right. Got away with a walk. Pass into the post to a teammate. Fadeaway shot is banked in by Dries. Don't know if it meant to bank it. Shot was long. It kissed off the square right through. Timeout, Fairlawn. Redskins 7, Jets nothing. Midway through the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 5 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main Street. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and return banking services to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Now, Fairlawn hoping it's not deja vu as Fort Loramie routed the Jets twice in the regular season. 7-0 start for Fort Loramie here tonight. First game of the Pickwood Division 7 Boys Tournament. Jets attack to our left. Ball swung top of the circle to Garrett Maddie. He was held in check in the two regular season games by Fort Loramie. He did not do serious damage offensively. 3:20 left in the period. Fairlawn yet to score. 30 feet away. Jets have it in the person of Carson Cox. Now it's bounced on the play to Westerbeck. Down inside to Maddie. Maddie sinks his way to the rim. Got a good bounce pass and dropped it in off the backboard. Well done by Fairlawn.
Excellent pass.
Two-pointer by Maddie. 7-2. Jets get on the board at the 2:55 mark of the first quarter. Here is Fort Loramie throwing the ball into the middle of that zone where the Redskins have gotten several good shots. It's missed twice here by Dries. Up once, twice, no good. Ian Grillo in off the bench, got the rebound. It's not good. And the Jets have got it. Quickly, forecourt left. A long three is gunned up there by Caden Miller. Off the flange. Long rebound to Fort Loramie. Redskins down the floor in a hurry. And barging into the lane of black jersey. It's an offensive foul.
That was absolutely the correct call.
Yep, sure was. 7-2, Fort Loramie over Fairlawn. 2:29 left in a low-scoring first period of play. Jets bring it down in the person of Cade Miller, picked up at the timeline by Grillo. Miller, a high bounce, still dribbling, goes down the right side, and he tries to reach a teammate in the corner, and that teammate, Wesley Middleton, broke toward the basket. Ball went behind him, out of bounds. Fort Loramie possession, 7-2. Redskins lead, 2:16 left first quarter. Straight away, it's burning. Outside the arc, high right. It's fed on the play to DJ Barhorst. Ball goes far left corner. Skip pass back to Barhorst. Open alley to the rim. He put it on the deck and drove. An easy deuce.
Yep, a strong move.
About as simple a basket as Barhorst will get. His Fairlawn didn't cover up the open lane. Barhorst took advantage. 9-2 Redskins. Fairlawn attacking. Matty gives it up in the right corner to Miller. Miller thought about shooting the J. Then he starts to drive and makes a floater. Nicely done by Miller. 9-4 in favor of Fort Loramie. 2:16 left opening period. Here is Barhorst, 30 feet away from Fort Loramie. Finds a player open to the paint. Ball fed down inside to Tanner Heckman. Shot blocked from behind, taken away by the Jets. 9-4 Fort Loramie. Fairlawn a chance to cut it here to 3 or 2. 1:50 left opening period. Back to the basket. Dribbling foul line as Matty fades away. Shot tipped. Taken away by the Redskins. Here's Ian Grillo down the floor for Fort Loramie. Starts a drive, pulls up from 10, hits a player cutting toward the rim below the basket. It's caught and laid in. Nicely done on the play by, was that Tanner Adderman, Chuck?
Tanner Heckman.
Tanner Heckman got the deuce. The two Tanners for Fort Loramie. Adderman, a freshman. Heckman, a sophomore. Averaging 15 points combined. They're doing some damage here in the opening period. 11-4. Fort Loramie up 7. 1:12 left in the initial period. Fairlawn with the basketball. 30 feet out of the left. It's Cade Miller. Miller on a weave. Gives it up to Middleton. Back cutting below the rim as a Fairlawn player. The pass is spoiled. Out of bounds. Knocked away by the Redskins. 57 ticks on the clock late in the first.
Hard to make that entry pass down to the post from the point. It was close, but it's hard to get there.
Need an angle. Elbow left or elbow right. Fairlawn inbounds. Sets up a screen for a shooter in the right corner. Three ball skids off the rim. No. Rebound weak side. Fort Loramie. 43 seconds to go first quarter. 11-4 Redskins. Up and over center circle is Aiden Burning. He skips it far corner, gets it back on the arc. Near side pass goes to Tanner Heilerman. Good ball rotation against the zone. A shot low on the left is no good by Heckman. Rebound down to Fairlawn. Jets covered up nicely at the last second. 20 seconds left of the first. And here's a player on the arc, Miller for Fairlawn. Tries to bolt into the top of the circle. He's nudged. Common foul, 19.9 to go, opening stanza, 11-4, Fort Loramie. Fairlawn inbounding, left of the basket. Ball thrown in, 30 feet away to Wesley Middleton, baseline left, Matty. Matty spins toward the basket, nearly walked through it to Miller, near midcourt. Miller, herky-jerky dribble, 7 to play, opening period. Here's Middleton on the arc. Hands it off to a teammate. Here's a long bomb by Matty with 2 seconds to go. No good. Too hard. And the initial quarter comes to a close. Fort Loramie jumped out 7-0. And the Redskins have a 7-point lead after 1-11-4 over the Fairlawn Jets on scoresbroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the Food Court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Pickwick Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Pickwick Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Pickwick, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Pickwick Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Pickwick Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
The Fairlawn Jets start the second quarter with possession, down to seven. Deep in the left corner, Middleton is boxed, and he throws it away, and then Fairlawn commits a foul, trying to get the loose ball. Excellent D to start out the second quarter from Fort Loramie.
They're well known for their man-to-man defense, and they do play it well.
Burning walks the ball up and over the timeline. Fairlawn still sitting back in that zone, has the appearance of a 2-3 or a 2-1-2. Near side of the floor, Barhorst finds an open man at the short corner. It's caught in the lane, swiveling with the left hand is Landon Dries, up and good. A little half-hook shovel shot from down around the waist. Six-footer directly in front of the hoop. 13-11 Fort Loramie. We played a minute here in the second quarter. Jets have the ball on the arc. It's Miller. Near side pass goes to Ethan Elliott. Fort Loramie's man-to-man has put the clamps on the Jets so far. Head of the key, Elliott. Outside the arc on the right to Miller. Down in the right corner to Middleton. They lob over one player. Down on the interior to Maddie. Maddie is squeezed by two defenders. The shot is up. It's on the rim. It's no good. It came off. Fort Loramie pulls down the board. Garrett Maddie has been shooting while being sandwiched by Fort Loramie players all night so far. Outside the arc on the right, a Fort Loramie player is wide open. It's Tanner Eilerman. Bombs away on the triple. He nails it. Oh, the zone defense by Fairlawn, not real effective. Jets are down 11, 15-4. We played 2 minutes, second quarter. Fairlawn with the ball. Middleton, 30 feet away. Goes on the play to a teammate. It's Elliott. He strides forward to the foul line. Takes a jump shot off to the right. Rebound corralled by Fort Loramie. Down the floor, baseline right. Eilerman below the rim. Deals in the corner to Burning. Burning shoots a pass ahead of the key to Barhorst. And the Redskins reset up at 12, 16-4. 5:50 left here in the second period. Top of the circle, Barhorst fakes a pass and shoots. He's short on the jumper. Rim, backboard, no good. Outstanding offensive rebound. Up and in by Tanner Heckman. He sweeped the boards clean, did Heckman, and dropped in the deuce. 18-4, Fort Loramie. 5.5 to go in the second. Fairlawn finding points very hard to come by. Only four for the Jets in 10.5 minutes. Here's a fadeaway shot outside the lane on the right by Wesley Middleton. The big 6'5 freshman connects. Nice looking play by Middleton, one of three freshman starters for the Jets tonight. 18-6, Fort Loramie up 12. Here is Fairlawn trying to defend with the zone, and Fort Loramie shoots a pass from the arc. It's dumped down inside from Eilerman to Dries. Dries gets a pivot shot to hang on the rim. Whistle blows. Shot drops. He was fouled, and he's got a chance for a three-point play the old-fashioned way. Chuck, Fort Loramie's formula against this zone is successful.
Well, they're letting them get the ball any place they want inside the lane. I mean, it's easy shots.
Foul shot short. Rebound Fairlawn. 3 minutes gone, second quarter. Fort Loramie 20, Jets 6. Top of the circle, Garrett Maddie for Fairlawn. On the bounce. Goes to the right to Middleton. Deep right corner, handled by Maddie. Maddie wants to drive. He's choked off. And then the ball is kicked out by Fort Loramie into the floor. Ooh, last touched on the play by Fairlawn. Apparently a Jet player was on the end line when he tried to play it back into a teammate. So Fort Loramie will bring it down up by 14 points, 20-6, with 4:37 remaining here in quarter number two. Here is Barhorst, near side to Burning. Two members of the zone defense for Fairlawn greet him on the arc. Quickly rotated by Fort Loramie, opposite corner. There's a long triple. It looks good from Eilerman, and it is. Oh, a beautiful high arching floater. Picture perfect right down through the cords. 23-6 Redskins, 4:10 left here in the second. Tell you what, Chuck, Fort Loramie playing Fairlawn has brought out the best in the Redskins this season.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I mean, they just shoot lights out.
Here's a triple, deep left corner, Fairlawn. Swish! Beautiful shot from Middleton. He's nailed two in this quarter. That was a trifecta, 23-9 in favor of Fort Loramie. 3:46 left second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Watkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Watkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Watkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are the radio on your phone for high school sports. Fort Loramie having its way with Fairlawn in game one of the D7 tournament here at Pickwood tonight. 23-9 Redskins, who shoot it from the left corner. Another good look for Tanner Eilerman. You can count it. Boy, he's smooth. He's got, what, four threes, Chuck?
Four threes.
Wow. Four triples on the night for Tanner Eilerman. If he gets that good a look, he's tall enough to shoot over anybody. Good spring in the legs. He's 6'3", 6'4". But he'll nail it from distance. You give him an inch, he'll take a mile. 26-9, Fort Loramie. 3:06 to go, second quarter. Fairlawn just missed a bomb. The long rebound off the rim. Karen back to it, Jet. Here's a drive from the right corner of the floor by Middleton. He goes to the cup with it. He's hacked on the arm, and he'll get two. Don't forget, we've got tournament basketball for you. Anna girls in action on Wednesday night, 6:55 airtime. Anna boys on Thursday, 7:25 airtime. Both games against Miami East. And a second game coming up tonight. It's Rushi and Sonia. We'll go offline for several minutes and give you bonus coverage of game two. There will not be an extended pregame. Bonus coverage for you game two tonight, Rushi, Anna. Both free throws good by the Jets. Middleton, it's 26-11 as Fort Loramie comes down the floor and knifing into the lane is Grillo. They don't guard him real well. Grillo says, okay, I'll shoot the shot and make it, and he does. 7-8 feet away right in front. Porous zone defense by Fairlawn so far. They go to the post to the Jets to Middleton. He spins baseline J from 8 feet short. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. 28-11 Redskins lead. 2:22 to go till halftime. Top of the circle on the bounce. It's Drees. Hand off to Eilerman. Eilerman below the basket, or I should say below the free throw line, leans in and scores with a little floater. Woo! He can also penetrate and score as well as shoot the three. Tanner Eilerman for Fort Loramie. 2 minutes left, second quarter. Long triple, left corner. Middleton, no good for Fairlawn. Long rebound to Maddie. He chucks up a three, no. Weak side rebound is laid up and in by Elliott. Three shots at it for the Jets. Elliott on the third one made good. And it's 30-13 in favor of Fort Loramie. 1:38 to go here in the first half. There's an inside post pass to Tanner Adelman. Oh, he's not guarded very well. And with that lengthy frame of his, he goes up from 5 feet away and knocks it down off the glass. 32-13, Fort Loramie. Minute 20 left, second quarter. Out of the left corner for three is Middleton for the Jets. It is no good off the flange. Long rebound. Eilerman down the floor to a teammate. Eilerman gets it back, goes baseline, reverse layup. Yes! Woo, he's putting on a show. Putting on a show is the 6'3 Frosh, Tanner Eilerman, averaging only 7. He's more than doubled that in this game here tonight, late second quarter. It is 34-13, Fort Loramie over Fairlawn on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
But the Jets will bring it down. 64 seconds to go in the second quarter in Fort Loramie, which beat Fairlawn twice in the regular season, but more than 20 on each occasion, is already up 21 in this game with 55 ticks to go in the second quarter. What a phenomenal second period, Chuck, for Tanner Eilerman for the Redskins.
Yeah, he's got 15 for the quarter, 18 for the game. So he leads them in this quarter 15-13.
Here's the ball inbounded by the Jets on the arc to Matty. Matty fakes the handoff, gives it to Miller straight away, back to Matty, 25 feet out. Ball thrown to the post, back to Matty on the cut, and he's handcuffed in the lane area while trying to shoot, I believe. I think he'll get two. 44.5 left, second quarter, 34-13. Fort Loramie in the lead over the Fairlawn Jets, who were beaten twice by the Redskins in the season, 55-32 and 65-43. Foul shot by Matty, got it. 34-14, the lead is 20. Biggest lead had been 21. In the two regular season meetings, Matty, leading scorer on the year for Fairlawn, against Fort Loramie had only 6-9. Double-digit score. He was held in check. Second foul shot missed. Long rebound to Fairlawn. Here's a three-pointer gunned up from distance, and it's good. Beautiful bomb nailed from long range by Caden Miller. 34-17, Fort Loramie leads. 25 seconds left here in the second quarter. Burning fumbles the pass 20 feet from the basket. It rolls toward the scorer's table out of bounds. Jets get it. Final opportunity for Fairlawn to score here in the second quarter. 34-17 the count. Jets with a little mini run here of four in a row. Jets work a weave. Drive into the lane, throw to Middleton left corner. Little drive and kick, shot way short. Rebound Jets. Fadeaway shot, right flank, inside the arc. Yes, Matty poured it in. It was a long deuce. Here's Fort Loramie down the floor. A second to go in the first half. Shot from the top of the circle is errant. Fairlawn finishes the second period with momentum, tallying the last six of quarter number two. It was 34-13 Fort Loramie. It's 34-19 Redskins at the halftime break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels.
Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouthwatering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. CURLYSmeats.com.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also lists the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
And we welcome you back to Pickwa's Garbery Gym on the campus of Pickwa High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. 34-19, Fort Loramie leads Fairlawn in game one of this Division 7 Boys District Tournament here at Pickwa. Hey, we are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. And we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools, academic programs, and athletic teams, which have been highlighted by Scores Broadcast for 20 years. Through scoresbroadcast.com, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Here in Minster for nearly 50 years, Fox Supply, one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, to work, to receive an education, and to raise families. Halftime brought to you by Schnippel Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. Redskins up 15. It was 21 with about 80 seconds left in the first half. It's 34-19 at the break, Chuck. Well, looking at team stats, Fairlawn did a nice job offensive rebounding. They had five in the second quarter, six for the game so far. But Loramie has a 16-12 total rebounding advantage. Neither team's turned it much. Fairlawn turned it three times. Redskins twice. 3 for 4 from the free throw line for the Jets. Loramie went once, missed it. Individual scoring for Fairlawn, Wesley Middleton. The freshman's got 7. They got 5 from Caden Miller, 5 from Garrett Maddie, and 2 from Ethan Elliott. They scored 4 and 15, 19 for the first half. On the other side, Tanner Eilerman, 18 points here in the first half. 8 for Landon Dries, 4 for Tanner Heckman, 2 for Grillo, and 2 for Barhorse, who had 49 in the 2 games against Fairlawn. They decided to guard him and then let Eilerman go crazy, I guess. But they scored 11 and 23, 34 to 19 at the half.
Hey, tell me, Chuck, about this Fairlawn zone. Are there holes in it, or is Eilerman just burning up the Jets' defense?
Well, besides Eilerman, they're all just taking it. They can, whoever cuts into the lane's getting the ball, and they're getting a 5-footer. If they make that, it's good. Finally, the last 2 possessions, Fairlawn got into a man-to-man, got out of the zone. They're not going to be able to. If you got to show, I think, that you're going to make an effort, and so you don't tell the kids, let's just stand here with our hands up. Let's play good defense, get after them, and see what we can do.
Yeah, Fairlawn trying to build on the momentum it established late in that second quarter with the final 6 points of the first half. Fort Loramie leads 34-19 at the break here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schniffel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schniffel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schniffel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schniffel, the president of Schniffel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schniffel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schniffel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schniffel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schniffel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
The Fort Loramie Redskins get the basketball to start the second half. Fairlawn trails Fort Loramie by 15, 34-19, and right away against the defense of Fairlawn, Fort Loramie makes a neat pass from out on the arc to Barhorse, cutting below the rim. It looked like it was Eilerman who dished it. Barhorse caught it, wide open by his lonesome, laid it through, and that resembles much of this first half. Fort Loramie's got just about every shot, Chuck, it has wanted.
Well, that was against a man-to-man. He just beat him back door, and there was nobody around him. No help side on the other side at all.
And then the Jets came down the floor and turned it over. Up to 17, Fort Loramie's got the ball, 36-19 lead. Behind the screen, head of the circle, Barhorst steps inside the arc, triggers a shot, short, but he was tagged on the wrist. I think it was a long two-point attempt. Couple free throws for Barhorst. 36-19, Fort Loramie leads. Barhorst leans in, shoots the free throw, lot of rim, and it rolls through. He's got it. Second shot upcoming. Winner of this game comes back on Friday night to play Mississinewa Valley. Second shot up and in. He's got a pair. Barhorst connects twice at the stripe, and Fort Loramie nets the first 4 points of the second half to reestablish a 19-point lead. Here's Middleton. Baseline left for Fairlawn. Throws the ball to the post to Maddox Abke. 6'2 senior is in. Ball is dropped. Fort Loramie gets the board. Redskins hustle down the floor. Short on a driving layup. Quickly 3-on-2 the other way. Pass for Abke of Fairlawn. Busted loose by Fort Loramie and knocked out of bounds. Good hustle back down the floor by Eilerman of the Redskins to save a deuce. 6:55 to go, third quarter. Fairlawn down 19. Ball inbounded, head of the key to Matty. Matty outside the arc on the right to Miller. Back to Matty. A little flare pass to him. He got three in the corner. Short on the jumper. Long weak side rebound collected by Ethan Elliott of Fairlawn. Jets still have it. Mid post, it's thrown in the lane to Abke, off to Middleton. Middleton's 10-foot turnaround dances off the rim. No rebound, Fort Loramie. Jets just can't get the shots to fall. Redskins with a baseline drive. Good defense on the play by Elliott to cut off the Fort Loramie player. Dribbling in from the right corner, it's Eilerman for Fort Loramie. Good defense for the Jets, who shake it loose, and Fort Loramie got a piece of it last. 38-19, Redskins, 6:10 to go in the third. Token pressure by Fort Loramie in backcourt. Fairlawn starting out the second half like it did the first. Jets yet to score in the third quarter. Right wing, it's Garrett Matty. Matty against Dries. Throws to Middleton, far side of the floor, picked off by Fort Loramie. Redskins down the floor in a hurry. Here's a long J, deep left corner. Eilerman left it short. Rebound Jets. Here's Matty motoring down the floor into a bunch of black jerseys, and it's stripped. Yes. Loose ball picked up by Middleton, and he scores.
What a great pass by Abke.
Middleton on the finish for Fairlawn. Scrambled floor, loose ball. Jets found the open player. First field goal, Fairlawn, second half. 38-21, Fort Loramie. Here's an off-balance 17-footer behind the foul line by Eilerman, and it sticks.
That's hard to do. You shoot from the side, you can stick it in there, but you shoot from the top of the key and stick it in there, I'm impressed.
What's that mean?
It's a held ball. Whoever's possession it would be gets the ball, and it's a...
But does it mean the ball is short of air pressure for
it
to stick up there?
No.
I didn't want a rule interpretation.
I gave you what I knew.
That was an odd-looking phenomenon.
Yeah.
So it's a held ball, essentially. Arrow favors the Jets, who throw it away. As out of the arc, Elliott tried to dump it down to Abke, who was slicing through the paint.
Four turnovers here in a quarter after only having three in the first half.
38-21, Fort Loramie, 5 minutes to play, third period. Here's Barhorst on the arc. Near side pass goes to Grillo. Grillo thinks he's got an opening. There's a cluster of white jerseys in the paint, but he forges his way in there, and he attracts two shots. Grillo will earn two free throws here for his effort. Ian at the stripe. He can be an important cog. He lit the fire of Fort Loramie, as I recall, last year in the tournament. Played extremely well. Foul shot, Grillo is good. 39-21, Fort Loramie, up 18. In again. And the lead for the Redskins is 19 points, 40-21. It's been as much as a 21-point bulge. Nobody picks up Garrett Matty for Fairlawn. Fort Loramie doesn't check him. and he flies in a trifecta from the head of the key. Beautiful looking shot from Garrett Matty of Fairlawn. He pours one through from long range, and it's 40-24. Good defense out of the arc by Fairlawn's Abke. He reaches in with his mitts and ties up Heckman of the Redskins. Held ball. Fort Loramie retains it with 4:30 to go in the third. 16-point lead, Redskins. Here's Grillo in backcourt. Walks it to the head of the key. Fakes left, goes right down the lane. Leaves it behind him for teammate Eilerman. Ball rotated left flank to Barhorst. Barhorst fakes left, goes right. He's at the elbow now. Spins. Hands it behind him to Eilerman. Baseline right to Heckman. Somebody got a foot of the ball. Out of bounds it goes off Fort Loramie. Substitution, Burning checking in for the Redskins. Was that Eilerman who checked out?
Yep. They just need to say, calm down. You're not going to get 18 in every quarter.
Right. Tanner Eilerman leads the way for Fort Loramie in this game. He's had a sparkling performance. Off-balance drive by Abke into the paint for Fairlawn. Nice move. Got to the rim, and the ball danced around the iron and came off. 40-24, Fort Loramie with the ball and the lead. 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Barhorst at the elbow on the right, doesn't shoot. Now to Heckman. Left flank, it's Grillo. Fakes right, goes left. Good drive, doesn't finish. Rebound Fairlawn. Here come the Jets into the forecourt. It's Garrett Matty. Outside the arc to Middleton. The 6'5 lad, a good long-range shooter. Short on this one. Fort Loramie's got the rebound. Fairlawn caught napping. There's a bullet pass below the rim to Heckman. Heckman catches 3 feet away and scores. And a foul against the Jets. 42-24 in favor of Fort Loramie. Tanner Heckman, football quarterback, 6'4", sophomore, misses the free throw. Rebound pinballed around off of Fort Loramie. 3:14 remaining, third quarter. 42-24 in favor of Fort Loramie, which won by 22-23 over the Jets in the regular season. Behind the foul line, open jump shot for Ethan Elliott. Circles the iron, comes off. Scramble, loose ball, tie up. And a timeout ensues with 3:04 to go, third quarter. 42-24, Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he'd actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
The Fairlawn Jets possess the basketball, down 18, 2:48 to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie 42, Fairlawn 24. Top of the circle, it's Matty. Matty starts to drive. Oh, a nifty pocket pass below the rim to Middleton for the finish. Beautiful play.
That was Elliott. Boy, he got in the lane and just left a little drop pass there for him. That was nice.
Middleton on the finish. He's had a fine game. The big man for the Jets goes inside and out.
Going to be a ball player.
42-26. Fort Loramie leads to 16. Here's a spinning move down the lane by a Fort Loramie player. who arches the ball high in the air toward the rim. It caroms off the iron, goes high in the air. Heckman had his arm grabbed, and he'll shoot two for Fort Loramie, which leads 42-26. Foul shot is perfect. 43-26 Redskins, 2:20 left to go here in the third quarter. Middleton's got 11 now for Fairlawn. Maddie's got 8. 18 points for Eilerman for the Redskins. Second Fort Loramie free throw. Curls off the rim to the left. Scramble, loose ball, left corner. Fort Loramie gets it and calls a timeout. 2:18 left, third period. Fort Loramie up 17 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over a century, the family at Osgood Bank has been here when you need them. Whether it's money management, starting a business, or buying a home, the experts at Osgood Bank have you covered. Our excellent history is one we're very proud of. Every person who walks through our doors is a vital part of it. We can help you do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
So many thanks to Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. The family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and the adult children. Styling for 40 years at Cutaway. Beautiful care means beautiful hair at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner extraordinaire Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Ann Turner, and Kathy Wilson open Monday through Saturday at Cutaway. Fort Loramie, with numerous passes after the timeout, gets burning free below the basket, a reverse layup. Cracks off the underneath side of the rim, but he was chopped up on the arm. And Burning gets two with a minute 55 to go here in the third quarter. And Fort Loramie up by 17, 43-26. Foul shot is around and out. Hey, that's 40 years experience of styling hair at Cutaway Styling Salon. A great experience. It's your style, and Cutaway will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. One of two free throws for Burning. 44-26 Redskins lead, 1:46 to go third quarter. Here's Elliott driving into the lane, very bad pass intended for Abney, stolen by Fort Loramie. Long throw down the floor to Grillo. Grillo wheels across the paint, hooks it up, no good. Fairlawn's got the ball, 3-on-3. Here's Middleton diving into the paint, shot blocked out of bounds by the Redskins.
Tell you what, I'm impressed with the freshman. He's got pretty good footwork. He's a pretty good basketball player.
Wesley Middleton, 6'5", freshman for Fairlawn. He's played well. Jets inbound the ball, left side of the floor. Fort Loramie fouls. Minute 29 remaining, third period. The lead for Fort Loramie is 18. It's been as much as 21. Here's Caden Miller, 20 feet out. High left to Maddie. Maddie, herky-jerky move into the lane, back to the basket. That's a pass that was ill-advised. Tried to reach Middleton. Fort Loramie had two men in the path of that ball. Burning got a piece of it. Down the floor to a teammate, top of the circle. Wide open three, wide left, Badris. Long board to Fairlawn. A minute left, third period. 44-26, Fort Loramie. Here's an attempted drive, but Caden Miller, he angled through the top of the circle, got the aid of a moving screen from a teammate.
Yeah, Abke kind of stuck a hip out.
Little hip check. I saw some of that in that U.S.-Canada hockey game. Here is Heckman, top of the circle, hits a cutter, Grillo.
Wow.
I should say Grillo. Boy, he makes a beautiful move. Ian Grillo dashed down the lane, got the bounce pass. Looked like he was almost too far below the backboard. Lobbed it way up in the air, banked it in. Fairlawn, a quick three, short by Miller. Rebound down to Fort Loramie, which leads 46-26. Grillo romps over the timeline. Gives it up on the play to DJ Barhorst. Barhorst between the circles. How many points for him in this game, Chuck?
Barhorst has 6.
He had 39 in the two regular season games. Here's a drive by Fort Loramie. Speaking of the Redskins player, was that Barhorst? No, it wasn't.
Drees.
It was Drees, who knifed right down the paint, got between a couple white jerseys, and was able to kind of shovel it toward the rim. No chance to make it, but he did draw a two-shot foul. It's short. No good. 46-26 in favor of Fort Loramie. Tell you what, Chuck, all throughout Shelby County League boys play this year, free throw shooting left quite a bit to be desired. You know.
Yeah, I agree.
Low 60 percentile was probably tops in the league this season.
Drees is 2 for 5 now. That's a senior. You expect a little bit better than that.
1 for 2 that trip. 3 seconds left in the third quarter. Fairlawn's Garrett Maddie goes barging down the floor into the paint area. Beats resistance. Fort Loramie fouled him. 1.6 to go in the third. 47-26. Redskins in the lead. Maddie fouled in the act of shooting. He gets 2. Keep in mind, when this game does end, we will close out the initial broadcast quickly, go offline. You'll receive bonus coverage, our sponsors will, the rest of the night. We'll have a very abbreviated pregame. Time for starting lineups in advance of Lucy and Ansonia. 1 free throw made, 1 missed. Rebound on the play by Fairlawn as the third quarter finishes. Fort Loramie 47, Fairlawn 27 after 3. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Chuck, I tell you what, if you walked into the gym tonight not knowing a whole lot about the Shelby County League boys season and you saw Fort Loramie play, you would say, well, that club won the league championship this year.
Well, they're having a nice night and they're playing very well. And, I mean, Fairlawn, 500 team, 11-11, it's not like they are horrible. So Loramie's playing really well.
Yep, and this is the third straight time this season that Fort Loramie stumped the Fairlawn Jets. Fairlawn opens the fourth quarter with a long jump shot out of the corner. It is no good. And Fort Loramie's got the board up 20, 47-27. 7:20 remaining in this game. Here's Barhorst 30 feet away. Throws into the paint.
Nice.
Back to the basket. Heckman. Oh, a nice dish to a teammate. Driving shot, but Grillo is good. Grillo in off the bench has played well. Fort Loramie very cohesive in sync. Oh, here is Fort Loramie's Barhorst sneaking up from the blind side. Makes a steal. Drives down the floor, blows the layup on the inside. Rebound no good for Fort Loramie. Stick back, no. Redskins still have it. Fadeaway shot in and out, no good. And we got a tie up on the floor. Players hit the deck. A foul may have been called.
Huh.
Barhorst on a hold. No, it's against the Jets.
Yeah.
6:50 to go in the game. 49-27 Fort Loramie. Grillo to inbounds. Right of the rim. 22-point advantage, biggest of the night. Ball thrown on the arc to Drees. Drees gave it up, got it back. He's below the backboard, and he was pushed. Common personal. 6:43 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie up to 22. Redskins will play Mississinewa on Friday night. Ball inbounded, top of the circle to Barhorst. Behind him to Eilerman. Now it's dealt to Barhorst to Dries. Redskins Barhorst goes airborne on a triple. It clangs off the rim, ricochets into the corner, and it goes out of bounds. So here come the Jets down the floor. Fairlawn was held to a point total in the 30s in one meeting in the regular season, 40s in the other. Right now the Jets have 27 points. 49-27 Redskins, 6:16 to go in the fourth quarter. Top of the circle with the ball, it's Caden Miller. Good defense before Lorby. Miller throws near side to Elliott, back to Miller. He's at the elbow on the right, penetrates the lane. Grillo bodies him up, baseline pass to Matty. Matty goes toward the rim, couple black jerseys in his way, and the shot is pummeled out of bounds. Fort Lormie's defense is good.
Yeah, he got hammered on that one, though. And the ball flew out of his hand and bounced right off of Grillo's chest.
Yeah, the Fort Lormie Redskins will play Mississinawa. Tip-off time on Friday night is at 7:30. We'll be on the air about 6:50. Missed shot by the Jets in the paint. Redskins get the rebound. Fairlawn started out in a zone early on tonight. Fort Lormie riddled it. Jets fell behind double digits, had to go man-to-man. And Fort Lormie's had its way with the Jets' man defense as well. Ball knocked out of bounds below the basket by the Jets. Fort Lormie inbounds, top of the circle. It is Barhorst. He slithers down the lane, hits a trailer behind him, and spill going to the basket. Was that Grillo who took a hit? Wow. He gets up just fine. He has earned his stripes tonight. Didn't start the game, but Ian has suffered some hard knocks. He's played well. Free throw is in and out, no good. 5:34 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Lormie 49, Fairlawn 27. Second free throw, Grillo swish. 50-27, 23-point spread. Here come the Jets into the forecourt. Top of the circle, Miller. Miller dives into the lane, swivels, gets a left-hand shot up around Heckman, no good. Rebound down to Burning of Fort Lormie. He glides down the floor. Foul line stops. Tries to hit a teammate who's cutting along the baseline. It's Barhorst. It's out ahead of him too far, and it goes out of bounds. 50-27 Fort Lormie in the lead. If you're the Redskins now, Chuck, what are you working on? Obviously, you got another game to play Friday. Don't want to get anybody hurt.
That's the key.
Trying to fine-tune your half-court offense, I assume.
Yeah, right now, biggest thing you're trying to do is make sure that nobody gets hurt. get everybody out there, get them some playing time. But don't get any bad habits here. Keep playing hard.
Jets inbound. Miller, foul line. Gives it up behind him on the play to Elliott. Baseline right, Middleton open, 10-footer, hit the heel, kicked away. Rebound down to Fort Lormie's Tanner Eilerman, up ahead to Barhorst. Barhorst outside the lane to the left. Straight away, it is Eilerman. Down to Grillo, Grillo on the bounce. Ball lobbed outside the arc on the right to Burning. Deep right corner, Barhorst. 4:20 left, fourth quarter, 50-27, Fort Lormie. Top of the circle, ball fed to Eilerman. Herky-jerky move down the lane. Off the window, rim, no good. Fairlawn's got the board. Quick three in the half court, rattles out. It was shot up there quickly by Miller. Long rebound, kicked out of bounds at midcourt. Heavy substitutions at this point. 4:06 to go, fourth quarter. And Fort Lormie leads at 50-27. Again, Fort Lormie advancing on. We'll play Mississinawa Friday night, tip-off 7:30. We'll be on the air at about 6:50 for that game on Friday evening. Here's an off-balance runner by Eilerman outside the lane on the left for Fort Lormie. It is short. And the rebound is jammed out of bounds by the Redskins. Obviously, the intensity in this game has slipped.
Well, yeah, 20-point leads will do that.
Fairlawn attacking right down below us with the basketball. Elliott, bounce pass near side. Brady Sparks is in, a 5'11 senior. Ball thrown to Middleton. He fumbles, goes to the arc to get it, hands it back to Garrett Maddie, to Middleton, outside the lane to the right. Ball pitched on the play to a driver floating across the lane as Brady Sparks. Shot deflected, and the Redskins gather it. Down the floor, it goes to Burning, left corner, Barhorst. Barhorst speeds to the rim, moving screen, called against Fort Loramie. Barhorst had the wide open layup, but Burning was not stationary.
No.
3:09 left in the game, 50-27, Fort Loramie in the lead over Fairlawn. Fairlawn Jets have had a fine season, 11-11, 11 up, 11 down in 22 games in the regular campaign. And these young players return. You look down through the roster, just a couple seniors. Ethan Elliott at guard, a senior. Maddox Abke, who came off the bench, a 12th grader. Brady Sparks, a senior, too. There are three. Three Frosch started. Six Frosch on the entire roster. Here is Fort Loramie getting the ball after it was knocked out of bounds by Fairlawn. Here's an elbow jumper outside the lane on the left. It's pumped in by Jaden Luthman in off the bench. 6'1 freshman, another young player, enters the court and excels. Luthman, nice looking shot. Timeout called, 52-27 Fort Loramie. 2 minutes to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
The Jets have the basketball, trailing by 25. Here's a deep three, right corner, a lefty, Brady Sparks, lets it fly. It is no good. The rebound is stuck in.
Michael Huelskamp, and that's the first points of the quarter for the Jets.
Nice stick back by the 6 foot Frosch. Michael Huelskamp nails it for the Jets. Here's Fort Loramie countering into the post. Back to the basket. Turnaround Jay up and good by Griffin Mesher in off the bench. 6'2" senior Mesher gets the two-pointer. Fine post-up move. A lot of energy from these Fort Loramie players tonight, Chuck.
Yeah. We're going to have a few that I don't know who they are at this point.
43 is Cooper Meyer. 50 is Wyatt Holdhouse if they've entered.
33, you know him.
Here is the ball thrown to the foul line for the Redskins with a minute 40 to go here in the fourth. Now below the backboard, we've got too many steps traveling on the Redskins. Fort Loramie made a nice tourney run last year here at Piqua. Played extremely well. Redskins were close to winning three or four more games in the Shelby County Athletic League this season. When 8-14 and 22 outings, could easily have been 13-9. Here's Fairlawn down below us throwing it out of bounds. Redskins will bring it down the court, up 54-29. Seems like the scoring pace of this game, Chuck, in the second half has really stalled out.
Well, we had a real big second quarter. I mean, it was 23-15, and after that, it's kind of gone to sleep.
1:12 to go here in the fourth. Here's Luthman, deep left corner for Fort Loramie. Now to Cooper Meyer. Meyer, a 5'8 freshman, started to drive. A minute to go in the fourth as we play out the string. Here's a baseline 17-footer. Fadeaway shot by Ace Berger, 6'3 senior. No good, a little heavy on it. Rebound down to Fairlawn, 46 ticks to go. In the right corner is Casey Gorby, a 6'3 junior. He's got the ball for the Jets, and it's punched out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Again, the Redskins return to action in tournament play on Friday. Tip-off 7:30 against Mississinewa. We're on the air about 6:50 on Friday night. We will close out this first broadcast of the evening quickly. You'll hear from Sour Mugs and our stars of the game. We'll go offline for several minutes. The time to make a quick restroom trip, then return for Rushi and Sonia. Brandon Kovelman will be on the play-by-play of game two tonight, the Tigers and Raiders. Long jump shot nailed by Michael Hillskamp of Fairlawn, the six-foot frosh. Bumped in a shot. Was that a triple, Chuck?
Yeah, he's got 5 points here now.
Here is Fort Loramie finding an open man below the rim. It's dumped down inside and scoring on the play. Was that to Johnson Hollenbacher, 44?
Berger.
It was Ace Berger, 45, with a field goal for Fort Loramie to make it 56-32 with 7 seconds to go in the game. Long three ball by Fairlawn goes out of bounds, and that's it. Redskins triumph 56-32 over the Fairlawn Jets. The three wins by Fort Loramie this year over Fairlawn, very similar scores, kind of unbelievable when you stop to think about it. In the regular campaign, Fort Loramie won 55-32, 65-43, and tonight 56-32, 1 point off that 55-32 thumping of Fairlawn in game one this season between the Redskins and Jets. By way of record, Fairlawn closes out 11-12. It's a club that's going to be heard from in the very near future. A lot of very good young freshman talent on this team. And head coach Tom Gibson is doing it the right way, that is for sure. Chuck, our Sour Mug stars of this game, you got Tanner Eilerman for Fort Loramie?
I think Tanner's going to get the one there. He had 18 points, led them all in the first half. And they got 11 points out of Ian Grillo, who also had a terrific game. 10 from Landon Dries. On the Fairlawn side, I'm going to go with Wesley Middleton. He had 11. And Garrett Maddy had 9. He had a nice game, too. But those are my two players of the game. We're going to go with Wesley Middleton on the Fairlawn side. And
Tanner?
Yeah, Tanner Eilerman. I went brain dead. Tanner Eilerman is our Sour Mugs players of the game.
Sour Mugs in West Milton, Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue, located in Piqua, the Social, in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Well, we've got bonus coverage upcoming It is Rushi and Sonia. We'll go offline for about 7 minutes or so, then return with play-by-play in color of game two tonight. Rushi and Ansonia. Brandon Coverman on the play-by-play call, along with Chuck McBee. Final score, first game, Fort Loramie 56, Fairlawn 32. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.